It's Tuesday, November 22nd, and there are thousands of people in the square on this day that was called for as a rallying day of all political parties, movements, and activist groups in protest at military rule. It feels like January. There's the same intense energy of the early days when police violence had everyone on edge, and everybody's walking around with a gas mask because of the incessant tear gas that is still being shot into the square and into the side streets. The violence for the last 4 days has been localized, concentrated on two side streets off Tahrir Square leading to the Ministry of Interior. And against the backdrop of people chanting anti-military slogans, you hear the tear gas shots accompanied by sirens of ambulances who come into the square and protesters clear a route for them to carry out the injured. Over 2,000 people have been injured in the last 4 days. The death toll is at 28 at the moment. 22 of those who died on the evening of Sunday, early Monday a.m., were killed by live ammunition. We don't know whether those live bullets came from riot police stationed around the Ministry of Interior or from military officers who remain concentrated around the Ministry of Interior. But one thing that is clear is that levels of anger against the military in the square are at an all-time high. And the military's management of this current crisis is only increasing the anger. In the side streets around Tahrir Square, an informal market has sprung up. And instead of just selling the celebratory Tahrir t-shirts, they're now selling goggles and masks, much more serious equipment than was on sale back in January. It's a whole system of informal ambulances as people on motorcycles drive in, grab the injured and drive out with them, and the crowds make space for them. A lot of very angry young men here, young women also, but young men who feel that they have the right to throw stones at the police because they've seen so much violence and so much aggression from the police over the past days.